We're back here at the Scotiabank Saddledome after one period of play. The Blades leading the Calgary Hitmen by a score of 3-1. It is time for the other side, a presentation of Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. I am joined in the booth by the general manager of the Calgary Hitmen, Gary Davidson. Your thoughts on period number one, first of all?
It's kind of David against Goliath a little bit tonight, Les, honestly. They got the old veteran team and looking to challenge for a championship, and we're just trying to get our young group as much experience as we can and hopefully still catch a playoff spot. That's our goal, and get some more experience.
And yet that young group, with tonight's average age on the roster at 17.6 years of age, has won four straight coming into this game. You show some feistiness and some fight back, which I think you got to be liking any time you guys are playing.
Yeah, the guys come out every night. They never give up. They never quit. And most games we do seem to fall behind, and we have managed to battle back and string together a few wins here. And I guess we, what is it, 6 points in our last six games. So that's very positive. And again, I like the way we were skating out there tonight. We made a couple of bad decisions with a puck, and they ended up in our net.
Puck management is something Brendan Sonny talks about all the time with the Blades. I think you're going to get those issues with any team that's aged 16 to 20.
Oh, there's most definitely. And again, puck possession and management of the puck is critical to have success. If you've got the puck all night long and you hold on to it and make good plays with it, you're probably going to have a lot of success.
You made four moves prior to the trade deadline. You got younger. You only have one 20-year-old player on your roster in Tyson Greenway. You have three 19-year-olds in the lineup tonight, including Pasha Bacharov, whom you acquired from Tri-Cities. I'd have to think you like your 2006 and 2005 born group.
Yeah, and our 07 group, too, to be honest with you. Yeah, we do, very much so. We moved out a couple of the older veteran guys that have been here a long time and got them an opportunity to go to teams that probably have a chance to have a bit of a playoff run. In the meantime, we had a couple of injuries in our last swing through BC there in Kamloops. We lost two players, and that forced us to actually scramble at the 10th to add a couple of players here. So we still got three guys out, and hopefully they get healthy and get back here. And they're young guys as well for the most part, too. So,
but you like what you've got here moving forward and looking ahead to the future. Maybe next year, 2 years down the line, certainly you'd have to be looking at, hey, maybe we can make a move like a Saskatoon or a Moose Jaw or a Swift Current.
Yeah, we really are excited about the young group here. I think we've added what we call a good level of talent with this group. They're obviously young and inexperienced. They're also physically not where they need to be because the 16 and 17-year-olds don't have the physical strength that 19 and 20-year-olds have. But very excited about our future here. Our guys are going to have to work hard in the off season, though, so we can make the appropriate steps over the next year or two.
You mentioned the idea of still wanting to make the playoffs. You're 1 point back of Prince Albert. The Raiders are here on Sunday. That should be a heck of a battle between you two teams. If you can make the postseason, how big is that for your young group?
Well, I think it's very important. Last year we caught five playoff games, and I think it was good for our group. And that's our goal. We want to get to the playoffs, and some strange things can happen in the playoffs. And we've seen that at every level. So, yeah, that's our goal. We want to get in and get these guys some more experience.
You've had success everywhere you've been in the Western Hockey League, be it with Portland or in Everett. Brendan Sonny, Mitch Love know all about you from your time there. Here in Calgary, I mean, it's a different animal, is it, in the Eastern Conference compared to the West?
I don't think so.
No?
I think hockey's hockey. Geography has little to do with it, in my opinion, Les. So, Calgary's a big center. It's very central, which is a real positive thing for our program. But, again, it still boils down to guys that can skate, make plays, and compete. And we're hoping we put together a group like that so we'll have more success in the next few years.
Gary, thank you so much for joining me. Nice to talk with you, and we wish you and the Calgary Hitmen all the best moving forward.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to visit with you, Les.
Good. Gary Davidson, the general manager of the Calgary Hitmen, joining me here on the other side, which is brought to you by Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years.